Now, the US Drug Enforcement Administration reportedly lied to Congress about fatal shootings in Honduras in 2012. That includes the killing of four civilians in the Central American country. A recent report by the Justice Department says that the DEA falsely characterized the deaths as a shootout with drug traffickers, despite video evidence of them firing on unarmed civilians. It also says the agency failed to adequately plan its operations and withheld information from the US ambassador in Honduras. With more details, here's RT's Caleb Moppy.
There seems to be a bit of a pattern when it comes to U.S. forces and civilian deaths. In Honduras, in mid-May, four civilians are killed in a drug raid. Two of the civilians killed are women. Another was only 14 years old. But U.S. forces weren't involved, right?
We did not use force. No U.S. personnel fired any weapons. We were involved purely supporting and advising.
Wrong. The report from the Office of the Inspector General shows that drug enforcement officers from the United States had significant control over the operations. Furthermore, the report shows that they lied to Congress about significant details.
DEA officials asserted to Justice Department leadership, the U.S. ambassador to Honduras, and Congress that some of the people in the passenger boat were drug traffickers attempting to retrieve the seized cocaine, and that the people on the passenger boat had fired on the officers first.